What is up, True Fitness family? What a doozy. Dave Castro hit us with 24.3. Actually, it was Jocko that hit us with 24.3. And I got an opportunity to be a part of the live show. That will be a whole different podcast and or episode. And I actually never even got to do a follow-up episode this week on 24.2 due to my responsibilities to be here for the live show of 24.3. So I will follow up. I will have a podcast episode that follows up my thoughts on 24.2, what we learned, and what you can expect from a test like that in regards to moving forward, or what does it even tell us or teach us about what could loom in quarterfinals. But this episode is about 24.3. Excuse me for the lack of quality due to my normal setup being mic'd up, having speakers, having the whole setup. Clearly, I'm on the road. So the bottom line is that you watch people do it, and you watch them do it pretty darn well. I think that this workout has a tremendous amount of trap potential, which means that you're going to look at this and you're going to say, well, those first five rounds, for a lot of you that are in the top 10% in the world, you're going to look at those first five rounds and be like, eh, no big deal. But it is a big deal. It's 50 thrusters at 95, 65, and 50 chest to bar pull-ups. And of course, you know, Fran is 45 and 45. We watched a lot of the elites get done in under 4 minutes, 3.5 or so, with all those transitions. And it's a lot of transition work there. So they were moving very fast. And we saw Jay Crouch come out. And if you haven't watched, I would encourage you to go back and watch the live announcement show, because there's a lot to be learned from watching the elites take this on. But we watched Jay and Ariel come out. Ariel's even a little bit faster than Jay on the thruster cycle rate. They both do a good job at composing themselves before they jump up for the chest to bars each and every time. But the big takeaway is that even them in their approach, going fast and taking chances, they both slowed quite a bit going into the middle part of round three, meaning after they finished 30 thrusters, their tempo and transition, their tempo and cycle rate, specifically on the barbell, it slowed quite a bit. Now, they weren't breaking things up any different at that point, but they just had less urgency. I want you to take from this a lesson and understand that as less human as those individuals are, and you that are likely watching this are more human, I want you to start slower. I want you to start slower than you think you should. And then looking at them on the back half, understanding that I think Jay actually had a little bit of a tear on his hand. I got to see that first person, and he kind of kept looking at his right hand. And I think that's what forced him to break up the bar muscle ups. Otherwise, I think we'd have seen him finish with even a faster time, because I don't think it was a lack of capacity that forced him to break up those bar muscle ups on the back half. So do a little bit of math and understand that it's going to be 50 chest to bar and 35 bar muscle ups if you finish this thing. I think that it is going to create a bit of a problem for most of the community to even get close to finishing this thing, as they're going to look at it and be like, ah, yeah, because they watched all these people get through. But getting even into the bar muscle ups is going to be a big separator for a lot of folks. So it's going to be each his own, a la carte, just like every week in regards to picking your own journey. Speaking to, again, about the top 25 or top 10%, to be more specific, top 10%, these athletes that are not just eyeing up quarters, but also have the desire to qualify for semifinals, is that even you, with the capacity that you've developed throughout the years, you've got to think about being generous with the gymnastics early, meaning that stay unbroken on the 95, 65 pound thruster barbell, because dropping it will cost you more time. And I have a write-up as well. So feel free to tap in below. I'll probably have a link here in the show notes that you can tap in and just read through, and that's exactly where you'll be able to find our warm-up and prep work too. But consider breaking up the chest to bars often and early. And so what that looks like for a lot of folks is hop up and do a set of five, then drop down and do another set of five. You could even make it 6 and 4. You could even make it 4, 3, 3 if you really struggle with them, or if you're really worried about your grip. But these little breaks, these subtle breaks, will save your grip and save your biceps and even your explosive hip extension for the bar muscle ups looming on the backside of that 1 minute rest in this test. So I would encourage you to do that. Now, what that doesn't mean is that it doesn't give you permission to just stand at the bar. These breaks need to be intentional. And the reason that I want them early and often is so that you can make them as short as possible. So it's not like you need to rest. It's that you're choosing to rest so that you can set yourself up for success on the back half of this workout. That intentionality can set you apart from many of your peers. Now, I talked already about Jay and I talked already about Ariel. They both did a great job, but I want you to think about Roman now. Roman started the front half of this workout. He still went big on his movements and movement sets, but what he did was he tapered the pacing overall. He transitioned with less urgency. He executed his thrusters not by pulling the bar necessarily into his throat, but more so just letting the gravity pull it down and ride the momentum back up out of the bottom in his redirection. And I think this paid off for him on the back half, as even Roman as a bigger athlete was able to stay with bigger sets on the back half that allowed him to close the gap on Jay and pass Ariel in the back half of the five rounds. So make this consideration. Even if you can't make moves and pass people directly, there is a great potential in you not being sucked into this trap early in the five rounds, thinking that just because you can go unbroken that you should, and then you get an opportunity to really show your fitness on the back half. Folks, listen to me. There are going to be the vast majority of you who cook early, who suffer early, and then on the back half, you're just going to do less fitness because you suffered early. So it's going to be this ignorance that forces you into intensity before you should. And then on the back half, you're not even going to get to show the greatest score possible because you went about this in a very stupid way. So I'm trying to help navigate that with you right now so that you can take these words, take these lessons that you saw, understand that you are not nearly as immortal as the athletes that you just watched take the floor, and know how to meet yourself where you're at. Now, I don't expect you to nail it perfectly with pacing, but don't make the mistake. If you're going to repeat this, if you're on the cusp of that 25%, it's even more important for you to meet yourself where you're at. Don't be lured out by your peers. Don't be lured out by, oh my gosh, all this pressure. No, no. Pump your brakes. Break up early and often. Feel good through those first three rounds. Let your body start to raise up in the intensity through the latter round or two in that first portion. Rely on that 1 minute rest to clear your mind and focus. Be ready for the heavier thrusters into the sevens. Right? This is where it's important to understand breaking things up and when it's needed. If you can come out on the sevens and stay unbroken, stay unbroken. But if your fitness is demanding otherwise, meaning that you know 135-95 is heavy for you, then you should be breaking it up. Listen, if you guys think about doing a heavy version of Fran, so let's say 21-15, I'm with 135 and perhaps chest to bar pull-ups or something, and you would break up the round of 21 to do, you should be breaking up the seven probably, because after 50 thrusters at 95, 65, and then the 35 reps total on the back half looming, you might be better off going four, quick drop, and right into the three. If you get even to less reps than that and you're doing squat clean singles or you're doing, you know, two at a time, you're just in the fight then. And at that point, just submit to the pain and you get to the bar as fast as you can. But if you have the whereabouts to make this a calculated break, four and three is a great spot to rest. So consider that. Consider making that intentional break there for the thrusters. And for the bar muscle ups, you got to meet yourself where you're at. There's going to be some people that follow our, you know, channel or follow our programming who are going to be doing singles on the bar muscle ups, and they're going to be really pumped about getting through a round. There's going to be people who can no doubt jump up and do seven unbroken. But again, then the question is, should you? And here's the thing that you've got to consider with bar muscle ups. You're going to be suffering. Everyone's going to be suffering no matter what at this point. Now, to what degree, that'll dictate how well you pace the first half. But I want you to remember that chest to bar pull-ups are highly cyclical in regards to the rate from rep to rep. Bar muscle-ups are lower on the cyclical side when it comes to time spent rep to rep. So that means when you do a bar muscle-up, it takes a lot of effort and energy to get over the bar. But there you get a second and a half to lock out your elbows, to take in a big breath. Then the kip swing is much more elongated and travels a greater distance. So while it does take a great amount of strength and explosivity through the midline to get you over the bar every time, from a cardiorespiratory response, your heart rate will actually go down on the bar muscle-ups than it does compared to the thrusters. On the first half of that workout, it's not going to be the case. Those chest bar pull-ups are going to tick up your heart rate. This is another reason that I hope you watch this video all the way through to get to this point, but that's another reason for you to break up the chest to bars early, because typically as you're on that bar and you're cycling, especially if you're doing butterfly pull-ups, your heart rate will continue to climb. When your feet hit the ground, then your heart rate will be very high and you got to come back down to do those thrusters. So make this a consideration. Be willing to go bigger on the bar muscle-ups than perhaps you might even intend because of your ability to breathe there. Hey, if you're not going to reach complete muscle failure on the bar muscle-ups and you can do another rep, this is where, especially in the latter three rounds or latter two rounds, I will give you permission to lean into taking a chance, because if you drop just because you're uncomfortable at that point, you're feeling bad for yourself, that's where you're going to have regret. So cling tightly to finding intensity and pushing the ends of your capacity in the final two rounds of the workout, if you're fortunate enough to get there early on. don't meet yourself where you're at early on. Break up early and often, even when you don't have to. I do believe there will be a small amount of the population, you know, towards the top 1%, towards the top 0.5%, that the demand to go unbroken will just be there throughout. But I would also say that if we even went back and had other elite athletes take it on by breaking it up early with the chest bar pull-ups, in that heat that we watched take place for 24.3 here in Nashville, that it could have ended up a faster overall time on the back half with the bar muscle-ups. Because if Jay drops intentionally on round 4 and 5 to break up his chest bar pull-ups, but keeps the same cycle rate on all else and goes unbroken on his final 2 rounds of bar muscle-ups, we could be looking at a time that's potentially 15 to 20 seconds faster overall at minimum. So make these considerations, team. Again, reference our write-up, reference our warm-up. We've got some tools there to try to help you get ready, get your mind right, and get primed for the workout. I do want to leave you with this. Hand care is important here. We're accumulating 50 chest bars and 35 bar muscle-ups. That's not a little bit. That's a lot of bit. So make sure that you're using some type of hand protection if you're used to this. And also make sure that you are considering how you grab the bar each and every time you go to establish a grip on there. It's not worth it to rush to take a chance and lose some skin, because those of you who are eyeing quarterfinals, who are eyeing semifinals, these next 4.5 to 5 weeks of training are extremely important. And you don't want to, especially if you know you got a spot locked up for quarters, you don't want to cost yourself the ability to train hard over the next 4 to 5 weeks, because you've got some bad tears that are going to get reopened from Olympic lifting, that are going to get reopened every time you hop up on the bar, or they're going to affect your ability to climb the rope, because those are skills that we're going to need to really refine and spend a lot of time on over the next little block of training. So good luck to everybody. 24.3 is a doozy, but there's no better way to finish off the open. If you pay any type of close of attention, how were you not assuming that we weren't going to get thrusters and pull-ups at some point? Go back to all the way to 2011. Know your history, people. There were people making guesses like all over the place. And I guess I just don't understand the patterns there. The movements have been tested the way they've been tested through 21.1 or 24.1 and 24.2. And it kind of had a small amount of movements that were left on the table that was community friendly, that fit in the foundational 9 CrossFit movements and the movement patterns that exist there. So it was a bit of a no-brainer, but maybe that comes as a shock to many of you. Either way, good luck. It'll be a doozy, and never hesitate to reach out if you got questions or there's any way that we can help you guys. Keep rising.